The following podcast is a production of the Tam High Music Technology Class.
Let's play football. World Cup! World Cup! World Cup! World Cup! World Cup! World Cup! World Cup!
Hi, I'm Cecilia Zukevich.
I'm Keely Donovan.
I'm Oscar Freo. Today we're talking about the FIFA World Cup.
We'll dive into the history of the tournament, the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, and the Women's World Cup.
The World Cup is a world-renowned tournament that brings in billions of dollars of revenue every year. The first World Cup was hosted and won by Uruguay in 1930, with Argentina and the United States coming in second and third. The United States' place in the 1930 World Cup was the best they've ever placed. Following the first World Cup, they have never won and didn't qualify for many years. The 2022 World Cup is the first since 2014. The World Cup was started because soccer was cut from the Olympics in 1932. The world still wanted an international men's soccer tournament, so FIFA chose Uruguay to host the world to host the first World Cup. They were chosen because they had won back-to-back gold medals in the previous Olympics. During the first World Cup, there were a total of 13 teams. Though now this has expanded to 32 teams from around the world. It wasn't until France in 1998 that there were 32 teams. As the sport has evolved, so has the tournament. With more sponsored, the generated revenue grows each year and furthers the sport's popularity. The winners of the World Cup vary throughout the decades, but we see the teams that are successful continue to be so as time passes. Brazil currently holds the most titles at 5. They won in 1958, 1962, 1970, 1992, and 2002. While their success recently hasn't been as vast as it was in the past, Brazil is a very strong team. Despite the results in the Qatar 2022 World Cup, Brazil is still generally favored. Other winners are Germany, Italy, and Argentina, who just won the 2022 World Cup.
This year, the World Cup was in Qatar. It was also in the winter. Normally, they hold it during the summer, but in Qatar, it would have been much too hot to hold it. This year's World Cup is also controversial because in Qatar, to build the stadiums, the construction workers worked in incredibly poor conditions, and many people died building the stadiums. This 2022 World Cup in Qatar had a lot of unexpected turns. Argentina, the champions, lost their first game against Saudi Arabia, which put a lot of pressure on them to perform well in the upcoming matches. With South Korea also beating Portugal, Cameroon also beating Brazil, Japan also beating Spain. And most of all, the dark horses of the tournament, Morocco, led by Achraf Hakimi and Hakim Ziyech, who were the first African nation to make it to a semifinal. They then got knocked out by France. This World Cup will also be remembered as having one of the most thrilling finals ever, with Argentina opening the score with a very controversial penalty by Leo Messi at the 23rd minute. Angel Di Maria then scored at the 36th minute to make it 2-0 for Argentina. Then late in the second half, when the French seemed to have no hope, Randal Kolo Muani was fouled in the box, which resulted in a penalty for France. Kylian Mbappe scored it to make it 2-1. Then only 2 minutes later, Mbappe scored an incredible volley from right on the edge of the 18-yard box to tie the game. It then went into extra time, where both Messi and Mbappe scored again. With a tie game, they went into penalties, where Argentina won 4-2 to take their third World Cup and Messi's first ever World Cup.
And a nation will tango all night long! 36 years since Maradona and Mexico! New throng of immortals. Scaloni will be fated. Messi will be sainted. France this time.
The 2022 Qatar World Cup also cost almost twice the time that the 2018 Russia World Cup cost.
The U.S. men's and women's teams are very different in standings. The women have won the most World Cups in their league, but the men have yet to win one. The men's only made it to the round of 16 this World Cup. They went down against the Netherlands 3-1 and were sent home. The women have won the final four different times, but the farthest the men have gotten was the semifinals in 1930. Despite the women's success and the men's lack thereof, the U.S. men's national team players have been paid significantly more than the members of the U.S. women's national team. For the past few years, the U.S. women's national team have been in a legal dispute between them and the U.S. Soccer Federation. After winning the 2015 World Cup, the players demanded equal play from U.S. Soccer. Citing financials from U.S. Soccer, Hope Solo, Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Becky Sauerbrunn, and Carly Lloyd filed a complaint about the pay discrepancy, despite the fact that they presented U.S. Soccer spokespeople said that their math was misleading and wrong. Following this defeat, the players took matters into their own hands and worked with lawyers to make negotiations with U.S. Soccer. In 2019, after long years of losing their battles, they raised the stakes by suing U.S. Soccer for gender discrimination. This drew national attention to the issue, and during the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup in France, the team was opposed for their proposition by the U.S. Soccer Federation and citing U.S. President. Despite the negativity and the issue, equal pay was chanted after they won the final. This same chant was again repeated at the New York City Victory Parade. In February 2020, the claims were heard in a federal court that was ruled in their favor for the price of $67 million in back pay and damages. Unfortunately, just a month later, U.S. soccer lawyers were determined to stop the fight. They claimed that there was indisputable science that made female soccer players inferior to their male counterparts. I know that we're in a continuous fight, but that crossed the line completely, said one of the team's stars, Megan Rapinoe. U.S. soccer fired their lawyers and the federation's president resigned, but the damage has been done. Following this, Judge R. Closner granted a motion from the Federation for summary judgment, which is judgment entered by one side against another without a full complete trial. He said that the claim that the women were paid less was inaccurate despite the financials and success of the team. This gained attention from the current president, Joe Biden, who tweeted his support for the U.S. women's national team and told U.S. soccer to find funding somewhere else unless they granted the women's motion. 2 years later, in February 2022, a battle was won when the team was granted $24 million in compensation for the players and was given millions more to grow the game. Finally, in May 2022, the pay was equal and women were making double what they had been 6 years ago. The U.S. is the first country to do this and is paving the way for women's soccer internationally.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you learned a lot about the history of the World Cup, the most recent World Cup, and the Women's World Cup. Stay tuned for summer 2023 for the Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. Once again, I'm Keely Donovan.
I'm Cecilia Zukevich.
And I'm Oscar Freo.